hears a sound you don't normally hear in a New York City park. No, the pigeons have not had voice training. Those are Hua Mei birds, and they come and hang out with their human owners in Chinatown's Sarah D. Roosevelt Park. And as part of our series on parks in the five boroughs, we're going to talk now to Margaret Chin. She's the deputy executive director of an organization called Asian Americans for Equality, which is a member of the Sarah D. Roosevelt Park Coalition. Hi, Margaret. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, welcome. Brian, how are you?
Okay, so tell me about this park. Where is it? What makes it so special?
The park runs from Houston to Canal Street between Christie and Forsyth. Lots of tree, lots of activity. In the morning, you'll see seniors and working adults doing their Tai Chi class or their exercise dance before they go to work. And then in the afternoon, you hear all these basketballs and handball courts going. We got soccer, as you heard, those birds singing, and community gardens. There's lots of activity going on in this wonderful park.
And you received a grant for what you called an Immigrants and Parks Collaboration. What does that mean?
It's Immigrant and Parks Collaborative. We're partnering with Hester Street Collaborative, which is also a member of this coalition. It's funded by the Kaplan Fund, and this is coordinated with the New York Immigration Coalition and Partnership for Parks. The main thing is to really get the community to have more say on what goes on in the park in terms of capital improvement, in terms of activity, renovation, design. And I think immigrant community, like a lot of New Yorkers, we live in overcrowded conditions. There's no front yard, there's no backyard, and in some immigrant family, there's no living room. So the park is the open space where they can play with their kids and meet their neighbors and talk about their hopes and dreams. So we wanted to make sure that people will have a say, have a seat at the table.
Has the park changed since you got this grant?
We're starting working on projects now that really have some input in this. I think through the work of the coalition, there's going to be a major renovation of the Hester Street Playground. And the kids from, like, IS 131 are doing design how they wanted to, you know, stencil the walls, and there'll be different parts for different age groups. And the most of all, there'll be bathrooms. So there are a lot of changes, but I think part of the collaborative, the Immigrants and Parks Collaborative, is working on the Sarah D. Roosevelt Park, but also in other open space in the neighborhood, like the Allen Street Mall, all the way down to the waterfront. We want to have input how these plays can be useful and inviting for people in the community.
You said off the air that people play bicycle polo at the park. What's bicycle polo?
Play polo on bicycle. Come down on the weekend and check it out. These are young people. That's what they love to do. And the park is an inviting place, so there's all kinds of activity. The Burmese community used their water festival in the park. So there are a lot of activities that's going on. But part of the collaborative is that we are working with the Hester Street Collaborative. They're helping to develop what they call participatory tools so that we could use in every open space in the community, process that can engage the community, engage immigrants and the youth, and, you know, everyone who enjoys the park to come in and get involved and have a say in what goes on in the park.
Margaret, how long have people been bringing Hua Mei birds to the park?
I think for many years. This is it's an activity that's very popular in the old Chinese culture. And I just, you know, knew about it from movies and seeing it, it's a wonderful sight. And that's why the park is so unique. And we just want to make sure that people have a nice, clean, safe environment, but they can also, you know, get involved and talk about what kind of improvement, even for the people that bring the birds there. Do they want something special in the park that can help them with their activities, or other seniors that gathers there besides playing chess? You know, a place where people can talk about issues, affordable housing, more services for youth. So there also is a gathering place that people can engage in civic participation in the park.
People did that. We just have 15 seconds. But people do that in Hong Kong also with the birds, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They do that in China. So it's wonderful that they could do it in New York City.
Margaret Chen, Deputy Executive Director of Asian Americans for Equality, a member of the Sarah D. Roosevelt Park Coalition. Thanks for participating in our park series. We appreciate it a lot.
Thank you. And I'm calling in for the pledge, too. Bye.
Oh, I'm glad. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. And we need everybody's full participation for the last drops of this. Leonard will tell you after the news whether he will be fundraiser-free. Leonard Lopate with Richard Florida, with Philip Gurevich, and more coming up right after the news on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org. Get those last pledges in. Thanks a lot.